Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, as we continue discussing issues of Mayim Gluyim, the water that was left overnight, or other liquids also that the Gemara says is an issue of Sakana, because if a snake might have deposited some poison in it. And we saw the Shulchan Aruch that Bezman Hazeh, in Kuftei Zayin, Bezman Hazeh, Achshav Shein Nachashim Metsuyim Beineinu Mutter, and we discussed different types of Dinim Durabanan, those that have the reason built in, and those that don't, those that exist even after. There is a thought that we've mentioned in the past that we did not mention yesterday. I just wanted to say it again. We mentioned this back in Maseches Beitza. The Koheles Yaakov, the author of the Mishnah Yaakov on Maseches Beitza, develops another distinction between when do we assume that if there is a din derabanan that has a reason built in, so then if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din falls away, versus, you know, it's not built in, and it's only when if the reason does not apply, the din still exists. How do we know? So we said we know based on Chazal, based on the Rishonim, how they understand it. But there's another idea that he suggests, and that is if the din is against another mitzvah, if it's knocking out a mitzvah d'oraisa, the din d'rabbanan, then you have to say that the reason is built in, because there's the counter pressure. And once the reason doesn't apply, then memela, you automatically would say that the mitzvah occurs again. Masha'enken, if it's not against any din d'araisa, so then you would say it's separate. So for example, the Gemara talks about if a Kohen has mumin on his hands, then he can't duchen. He can't do berchas kohanim. And the Beis Yosef discusses, because all kohanim put their talisim over their hands and nobody sees them, nobody's going to be distracted from the unusual looking hands, and therefore they could do berchas kohanim. One second. Chazal made a din that if a Kohen has movement on his hands, done. They can't do berchas kohanim. So the answer is no, because really on a Torah level, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa of nesias kapayim. Chazal knocked out that mitzvah, so you have to say that once the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then the mitzvah would apply again. That has to be that the reason is built in. Right? Or the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha discusses that if most places, many places, not all, but if many places, Bizman Hazeh, aren't really Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, right? Most places, except for a few, are Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanans, so then why do we say that Shofar on Shabbos is a Gzeira Shemei Avirenu? You might come to carry it and violate it as a D'Oraisa. Most of our places are D'Rabbanan anyway. And the Mishnah Brura leaves it B'Tzara Chiyin. But the question is, what do you mean? What's the question? Chazal knocked it out, Gzeira D'Rabba Shemei Avirenu. So even if the reason might not apply anymore, the din still apply. The din d'rabbanan should still apply. The answer is no. He's bothered because we knocked out a mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. And if we knocked out a mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar, then the counter pressure is that once the reason doesn't apply, then maybe the din should be chozer v'nei or the din d'oraisa. That's why he's bothered. That's why he's bothered. Among other examples, Rav Schechter likes to quote that Koheles Yaakov and Maseches Beitza with many examples of, there's an example of Ksubas Ban and Dichrin, right? We don't do Ksubas Ban and Dichrin anymore, in terms of, different rules of the Ksuba. And there are other examples, but those are just two. Again, another chilik between when the reason does not apply anymore, or not, and when the din still applies. But again, we saw the example from yesterday in terms of Mayim Gluyim. We also mentioned quickly the Tosfos and Maseches Beitza, which also discusses clapping and dancing and other issues on Shabbos, since we're not misaking Klei Shir in that way, and the Ramah quotes that Tosfos, and there the Poskim discuss, whether that is something that the one should rely on or not. Either way, that's an important topic. Okay, so let's go continue now with a second wide line on Lamed Amud Beis. Omar Mar. So we just quoted, Lo Yashka Mehen, if somebody has Mayim Gluyim, you shouldn't pour it out and give it to Lo Behemtov, Lo Behemas Chavero. A person should not give it to his own animal, and should not give it to his friend's animal. So we'll talk about the reasons, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute, but let's just first read the Gemara. V'yatanya Ava Mashkeel, Lo Behemas Atzmo. We have another brisa that says, no, you can give it to your own animal, you just can't give it to your friend's animal. Kitanya Hilashunra, that's referring to a cat. You can give it to your own cat. Why? Because the cat is not affected by the eres, by the poison that might be in the water. Right? Rashi quotes that cats eat snakes anyway. So therefore, they obviously are not affected by their venom. So Yachi says the Gemara d'chavrei nami. So if we're talking about cats, then even your friend's cat, you shouldn't have a problem with giving Mayim Gluyim to. It's not going to kill them. D'chavrei kachish. No, it does make the cats weaker. So that's why you still shouldn't give it to your friends. So the dinamikachir. So yours also, you know, your cow will become weaker. Hadar bari. No, it's going to get stronger after it goes through the system. The chavri nami hadar bari. So your friends also will get stronger. So again, why is there a chilek between your cat and your friend's cat? Zimnin de boy lizvuna umafsid lemine. Maybe your friend will want to sell his cat, and if he will have eaten this drank this mayim gluyim, so he'd be weak. And you wouldn't be able to sell it for the regular amount, that you'll be mazik him in this way. Your own animals, so you'll wait. And it's your own fault anyway. So that's why it is talking about cats, but there is a chilek between, your friends and your own. What is the issue exactly of giving the drink, the mayim gluyim, to your animal, your friend's animal? So Rashi, not here, but Rashi Maseches Baba Kama says on the Kuf Tezvav, the issue is because you might give it to, this is before we know we were talking about a cat, we'll give it to your friend's behema or your behema, and then somebody might eat that animal afterwards. And therefore it's a sakana for humans. Says Rashi, Lo yashko behem lo behemto, Baba Kama Kuf Tezvav, Mishum sakanes nefashos, Shema yishchatena acharechein. Pikuach nefesh of the human. That's why you can't give it to the animal, because the human being might be affected by that. Tosis there quotes Rashi and says, Ve'ei nira. I don't like that pshat. Da'filu be'eva tameilo yashke. Because even non-kosher animals, which aren't going to be shechted by your friend, also you shouldn't give mishum baltashchis. Baltashchis, killing animals for no reason, even not kosher animals, is not allowed. Rather, Issadar Raisa Baltashchis. The question is, there is an Issadar Raisa Baltashchis. What's included in that Issadar Raisa? That is a question that the Rambam discusses in Ilchos Malachim. What is included in the level of Daraisa? The Rambam says cutting down trees, that's what the Torah talks about. And then the Rambam seems to say, not only cutting down trees, but any type of destructive activity is included in Lo Paltashchis, and if you do it, you get Malchus Mardus. That's why it's a mystery exactly, does the Rambam really mean everything else is included on a Daraisa level, but you only get Malchus Mardus because it's not Mefurish Bekra, or does it really mean that all the other things are only Durabanan? That is a question about the Rambam Sheet about Baltashchis. But either way, there is an idea of Baltashchis. That's what the Tosfos says here in Baba Kama. That the issue here of Lo Yashke is Baltashchis, because the Mashmah Perek Beis Avodah Zarah, he quotes our Gemara. Dumuki Hasam Hadatanya Shemot Alashkas Labayam To Beshunra. Shein Kashala. Right? Because what is the Maskana of our Gemara? We're talking about cats. And the Maskana is that it's an Isser of Kachash, it's an Isser of weakening. And even though it's going to get healthier afterwards, he assumes that our Gemara is an issue of Baltashchis, even though we explained it maybe it's an issue of Hezek. But that is how Tosfos understands the Gemara. And there's a discussion here in the Poskim, the Bach in Yoredeya Kuf Tezayin, and this Siman about Mayim Galuyim discusses, why didn't the Rishonim, why didn't Tosfos mention Tsar Balei Chayim? You know, is that also a discussion here? That's not mentioned in Rashi, not mentioned in Tosfos. The Yamshel Shlomo discusses that Tosfos. The Yamshel Shlomo there, Baba Kama, the Marshal, says, maybe it could be Medayik. Maybe there's no Tsar Balei Chayim by non-kosher animals. Is that something to, is that anything? Should there be any chilik? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, Mikan Yira, Misha Yeshlo Kelev Bebeso, Shemaziko, Umapsida Machel Bebeso. A big discussion in the postgame. Let's hear there's a dangerous dog in the neighborhood. Dangerous, not nuisance. Dangerous dog in the neighborhood. Are the neighbors allowed to take the law into their own hands and put out some, you know, food that will take care of the dog? Right? If it's mazik. Afilu eno noshech. But it scares, it causes problems. She yacholitim lo sama mavis vein over al sabal lechayim dolatosus lo asru lebehema tameya elamishim baltashchis v'achaleka umikamakom shemati limchosh lolitim lamachal macha b'tochalechem tiklemecha shema yishtageya v'ikas achanas tafashes tuva. You know, it might work against, if you give some type of food and the animal might go crazy, so that it could work against the human beings anyway. Anyway, this is a discussion about Baltashchis, one discussion about Daraisa Darabanan and Tsar Balei Chayim. Tsar Balei Chayim, which also we've discussed in the past, fascinating, the Gemara mentions this in a number of places, Tsar Balei Chayim Daraisa, but the Gemara never quotes a source for Tsar Balei Chayim. Right, what is the source in the Torah for Tsar Balei Chayim? The Gemara never quotes a source. So there are many different suggestions. Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches, where it comes up, mentions that it's from the mitzvah of prika, of unloading an animal. There's a mitzvah daraisa. If I see an animal weighed down under his load, right, we have a mitzvah to to remove that load from the animal. The Shinu Kubetzes in Bab Metzia mentions, of course, from the Raivin, maybe it's the lav of chasima, the Isra muzzling one's animal. Right, that's where the mitzvah of Tzar Bal Chaim comes from. The Ritva in the Bava Metzia quotes it. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim quotes it's the pasuk in Parshas Balak when Bilam says to the donkey, "What are you doing?" And the donkey says, "What are you hitting me for?" Lomazeki says Asoncha Zel Shalosh Regalim. Right, what are you doing? And among others, the Sefer Charedim says V'Halachta Bitrachav. The Chassam Sofer, Rachma V'Kol Masav, why are there so many sources? So this is one of the examples that the Minchas Asher gives in Vayera and Simen Chaf Aleph for the idea that really there are so many sources because there really is no specific source. We could connect it to many different ideas in the Torah, but the real message is that it comes from all the Torah, or nothing specific, it's in the category of Ratzon Hashem. Right, based on everything else that we know from the Torah, based on all 613 laws, we could figure out that Tzar Balei Chaim is also something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in, and that is why it doesn't even say it specifically in the Torah, because there's something that we figure out based on the rest of the Torah. The other example he gives is the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch, right? The mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah d'rabanan. So what does that mean? On a daraisa level, I don't have to educate my children in the Torah way. Meet the Rabbanan were machadesh that, you know, you have to give them this education. Of course not. The details are the Rabbanan of chinuch. But the idea of chinuch, based on the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, ki yadativ, right, of course. And even if there's no specific mitzvah, in the Torah to count, in one of the 613, it's something obvious that we know, based on what we might call the fifth Shulchan Aruch, based on what we might call Ratzon Hashem. These are many examples that are given, and that is, it's not always only what does it say, where does it say it's mutter, where does it say it's asr, and it's based on what we could figure out HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate. Right, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka doesn't say it. The Ar Sameach has a beautiful lashon in Hilchas Kriyashma, where the Ar Sameach discusses the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't count it. In all the 613, in all 248 mitzvahs I say, the Rambam never mentions the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is obviously a mitzvah. Right, so you count Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, but the mitzvah of Zechira every day doesn't count. So there are various suggestions given. So some say Reb Chaim says that no, it's included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's the Rambam Lishitaso. The Rambam says all three parshiyos of Kriyashma are da'araisa, including number three, which is the mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, the end of Parshat Tzitzis. But the Ar Sameach has a possibility. Maybe it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. It's a d'rabanan. Hashem wants us to figure it out. Hashem wants us to realize that if he took us out of Mitzrayim and he did everything for us, he would appreciate Hafakas Ratzon Abore, says the Ar Sameach there in Hilchos Kriyashma, that this is something that is obvious. Again, how often does Hashem do that? I could have listened to the Chazal, but this is just an idea. Again, Tzar Balei Chaim and the Mitzvah of Chinuch, the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, various examples of different ideas and halachas like that. Okay, let's continue. Tzar Balei Chaim also is a big topic halacha l'maisa. You have the tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda about hunting, you know, whether there's Tzar Balei Chaim just by killing animals or only by torturing animals. He assumes only the latter. If you kill an animal, you know, for no reason, that might be Baal Tashmis, but that wouldn't be Tzar Balei Chaim. Okay, let's continue, says the Gemara, second to last line. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shlosha Yenos Hain. Three levels of wines that we have. That's how we got into this on the daf yesterday in Chavtes Mabes. This is, again, the first category of foods of a non-Jew, of Ovdei Kochavim, where their Isser is also an Isser Hana'a. Says the Gemara, three levels of wines. Yayin Nesach, first is Yayin Nesach, Yayin that is actually poured to Avodah Zarah, used in a libation in an idolatrous practice. So that is Aser Daraisa. Aser Bahana, that is Aser Bahana, Umetame Tuma Chamura, Bikizayas. And that is Metame Tuma Chamura. What does that mean? We know there's a din that Avodah Zarah is Metame, like a Nida. Right? The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Avodah Zarah is Metame. So not only is Avodah Zarah Aser to do, and it's Aser Bahana, it's Metame. So it's Metame Tuma Chamura, Bikizayas. If you have a Kizayas of the Avodah Zarah, it's Metame. Rashi says, Masa the Ohel. Right? Tumas Masa, if I carry the Avodah Zarah, or if it's under the same tent as me. Right? We usually think of only two Tumas Ohels. Right? We have Mace and we have Mitzora. Those are the two. But here, Rashi quotes Avodah Zarah also. Masa va'ohel kemeis iskish tikrovas avodas kochavim lemeis. Right, and that's why it's metame tuma chamura. Next level, stam yenam. If it's not mamish yain, that was nisasek, but stam yenam, that's wine that was owned by a idolater, and we don't know if it was used or not, stam yenam. Or the ritva adds in, also included in this is the third level, our wine that was touched by a non-Jew. Yain shalanu shenaga akum. Right, that's the third category, but it will be the same for this halacha. That's just the language of the ritva. I'll just read the line. Ubechalze yain shalanu shenagu goy. Right, aser bahanami divrehem. Right, umetami gamkimi divrehem. So back to the Gemara. So stam yenam aser bahana umetami tomas mashkin berevius. This is one level down. This is aser drabanan, but it's aser bahana, right, because of the gzera of yain esach. Stam yenam is a nigzar mishum yain esach. Umetami tomas mashkin berevius. But it's not matami tuma chamura, but tumas mashkin. Right? What does that mean? Tumas mashkin. It's like a liquid, and if the liquid becomes tame, so then it's matame. It's matame others. That's how Rove assume that it is. If it was touched by tuma, Tosfos earlier that said even if it wasn't touched, it's just automatic. Right? Tosfos in the Dibur Maskil matame. Right? It's if you look on the. And right in the middle of the Y lines, on the Tosfos in the bottom of the previous Amud, right, the fifth to last line or so. V'nir lafarish, d'hach tuma d'stam yenem gazru af below magasheretz. V'loich miru ligzar tuma b'vachas b'yirviyis ki'ani mashkin. V'chulig, even without magasheretz. So a discussion whether the Gemara here is saying it just has the regular rules of tumas mashkin, or even without the added tuma that was added to it. But again, the Gemara says, it's also about no, matami tumas mashkin b'yirviyis. Right, a shear of a revius. Right, there is a big discussion in the Rishonim. We're not going to get into it too much now. And that is, in order to be mitame others, you for sure need a revius of the liquid or of the food. You need a shear. But what about to become tame itself? That's a discussion, machlokas in the Rishonim. Machlokas in the Rishonim, Rashi seems to say, right, Rashi right here, right, v'shirin lekabel tuma. Berevius haluk called tumas mashkin. Right, Rashi says in a few places that even to be mekabel tuma needs a shear, not just a to be mitame others. Not everybody agrees to that. Some might say that even to be mekabel tuma, it's even bekal shehu. Right, that's what the Ritva says right here. Ta'af agav da tumas atzman bekal shehain l'tame acherim revius beinan. So that's a discussion in the poskim as well. Good. Continuing. So we have number one, Yayin Esach. Number two, we have Stam Yenam and also Mayim Shalanu. Shenoga Ba'akam. And number three, Hamafkid Yeno Eitzel Ovik Ochavim. The Brisa says, if somebody is mafkid wine, their wine, with an Ovik Ochavim, Aser B'shtiyo Mutter Bahana. They're Aser to drink it, but it is Mutter Behana. Right? Because you don't have to assume that they switched it. Says the Gemara Batnan, Hamafkid Pirosa Eitzel Ovik Ochavim, Harehen Ki Pirosa Shalodik Ochavim, L'Shviya Shalomaiser. What do you mean? When it comes to fruit, the Mishnah says in Dmai that you have to be choshesh that the non-Jews switched the fruit totally. Why by wine do we not have to be choshesh that it was totally switched? Right, it's still mutter bahana'a. It's only aser b'shtia. While, we'll have to see why that is. The Mishnah says by fruit, we have to be worried that he switched it totally. And we have to treat it like his fruit for Shemitah or for Meiser. Is assuming, like the Manda Amar, that there's still Kedusha, a fruit owned by a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. But we have to be Choshesh. So what's the difference between the wine case and the fruit case? The case where you're not Choshesh is that he told you, put it in that corner. Put it in that corner, and he gave you a key to the room where it is, and nobody else has it. Or there is a Chosam. Right, there's some type of signet on it that you know that it wasn't switched. That's what you know by the wine case that's still your wine. So yes, the Gemara, okay, so why can't you drink it? Iachi b'shtianami listeri. So why can't you drink it if you could assume that it wasn't switched? To Rabbi Yochanan ikla leparvad. Rabbi Yochanan once went to Parvad. Omar klum yesh mishas bar kapara. Anybody here learn anything from bar kapara? So tanalei Rabbi Tanchum demin parvad hamafked yenu yitzol avigachavim mutar b'shtia. So he quoted from the Rav Tanchum, that it's mutter b'shtia. So why in our case would it be aser b'shtia? So kari alei, makom sheyipol ha'eitz sham yehu. Right, so he quoted the pasuk in Koheles, wherever the tree falls, that's where it's going to be. So sham yehu salgadayduch. What does that mean? Right, that's where it's going to be. Right, it's a mashal of a rab, of a Rashi says of a Talmud Chacham. Shepol ha'etz sheshachan shom Talmud Chacham. That's where he's going to be. He's not anymore. He died. So what does it mean? El shamiyu perosav. His fruit will be there, meaning his talmidim will be there, and his Torah teachings will still be there. So again, so what is this? So we're back to the question of, you see, he says it's mutter. So why would it be aser b'shtia? So the Gemara answers, it's really a machlokas. Amar b'zera lokasha, har balazar ha rabbanan. Machlokas, Titania, the Brisa says, Echad alokeach v'echad asocher bayis b'chatzei roshalov de kochavim, umiluhu yayin umavteach ochosam b'yad Yisrael. Right, and it's under lock and key, and Yisrael has the key. So, Rebbe Lazar mater, Rebbe Lazar's mater, even b'shtia b'chachamim osrim, but the chacham aser, and it's still aser b'shtia, because it's still only a suffix, it's not 100%, the Ravid says here, but it's, they only asered it b'shtia, because it is, you're not sure if anything happened, and after all, it is under lock and key, so there's a good chance that, that nothing happened. Period. Amar b'chia b'reder b'sechia b'nachmeni, amar b'chizda amara, v'amri la amar b'chizda amar z'iri. V'amri la amar b'chizda amar li abba b'rchama, hachi amar z'iri, halacha k'Rebbe Elazar. Halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, period. Stop there for a moment. There is a big discussion in the poskim, in terms of, let's say, wine, preventing wine, wine that is subject to stam yenem or yain that was touched. So, chosamos. Here we're talking about a chosam. How many times do you need one chosam, two chosamos? We discussed this a little bit also a couple of days ago. It sounds like from here that one chosam is enough. It's not mentioning anything about two chosamos. One chosam, one signet that you know that you put, you close it and you write a letter on the sides to make sure that, you know, if it's open, it would be recognizable. Tosfos says that it sounds like later on, Tosfos writing Devamar, it sounds like later on in the last parak that you need two chosamos. Right, Tosfos says, "B'kulo sugi the Shmaitz Amari b'chosem b'tochosem." Right in the middle of Tosfos to Amar. So there are various answers given by Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, "Tahu derav de la kamon Mairi b'Yisrael chashud v'gara me'over to kochavim." Maybe a Yisrael chashud, a Jew who knows and tries to make problems. Maybe he's even worse. He's even worse than Ovik Ochavim. Mipnei shehu batuach sheyaminuhu v'lo mirsas. He doesn't have mirtas. He's not scared at all because he thinks he's going to trust him, and therefore it's even worse. And Tosfos doesn't like that. V'kashiksas pirush Rabbeinu Tam. D'nevuahi l'ha'amid kolelo alachas v'Yisrael chashud. Right, sometimes we have various ukimtas in the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't like this one. He says, what, you have prophecy that Gemara is about the Yisrael chashud? Does anything about Yisrael chashud there? V'anan bovdei kachavim kaminan. We're talking about ovdei kachavim. So maybe the difference Tosfos says is, if the person who will be examining the chosam is the same person who put the chosam on there. Or it's going to be somebody else, like you're sending it to someone else. Maybe that's a distinction. Lakachni or Lafarish, a couple of lines from the end of Tosfos. Tahacha v'hasam oviko chavim, Ayri. We're talking about an oviko chavim. V'yesh l'chalik bein sholeach l'chaveiro ve'ino chozer v'roecho samo lahakiro. You're sending it to someone and he's not coming back to where the sender was. Da'at sar chosam v'tochosam. That's where you need a double. Dolo mirtas. There, there's no fear. Shesavar ha'acher lo yakir achosam. The person getting it, the person involved, doesn't feel like, oh, you didn't put it there, you're not going to recognize. Aval hecha sheminicho bi'arov de kochavim va'asir liros chosamo lahakir dai b'chosam echad. Right, maybe one would be enough. And there are other chilukim given in the poskim, in the Rishonim here, the Ramban and the Ritva also. Again, Lamaisa, it has to be closed in a certain way. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuflamid. Kuflamid, Dine Chasimas Hayayin. Right in Yeradech, Chasimas Hayayin, he talks about how many chosamos and what type of chosamos are needed. The Shohar talks about our case. Mutalaha, again, in those days it was very, very common in terms of sending things on a wagon and it getting there. It wasn't like we have closed bottles, right, where you have the cork and you have the seal and you could see clearly. So Mutalahafkin Vilashloch Yayin Biyaradel Kochavim, Imaya Chasum Chosam Betochosam. Or a key and a chosam. Shulchan Aruch seems to say you need both, right? Without getting into any of the chalukim, right? That's the gemi on our daf. V'hani mili b'chaviyah shel cheres, avolo b'chaviyah shel eitz. V'bnei sheyicholon lahotzi yayin mibein hanesarim, v'lo yargishu. V'kol shekein benodos shebekal yichol lahotzi yayin mibein hatfiros. V'elan takana el shiachnes kol achaviyah shel eitzos kol nod besak shein bo tfiro mi bachutz. V'yachton piyasak. All these different details, different types of bottles, different types of ways of storing wine. That's all discussed here in the Shulchan Aruch. Then he talks about what is a chosam b'toch chosam. Again, very different sharim, put it into leather pouches. Again, that is an important discussion. Right? The Shulchan Aruch here discusses a little more about chosamos, and then we'll get to some more lamaisa. Amar b'lazer, akol mishtamer b'chosam echad, chutz min hayayin. Shein mishtamer b'chosam echad. So the Rebbe Elazar says everything is mishtamer with one chosam except for wine, which is not mishtamer with with one chosam. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu yayin mishtar mechosam echad. Even wine is good enough with one chosam. V'lo pligi har karabalazar hakarabanan. As we just said, that's the machlokes tanaim. Ika da amre, or amre balazar, akol mishtar mechosam beto chosam. Reb Elazar is even more machmir. Right, a double seal and wine is not even enough with the double seal. Reb Yochanan Amar Afilu Yain Mishtamer Bechosam Betochosam Vitshravayu Karabanan. Right, that's a more machmir version. That's what the Shulchan Aruch went like double. Mar Savar Ki Pligi Rabbanan Alei Reb Elazar Bechosam Echad. One holds that the Rabbanan argued on Reb Elazar by one chosam of a Bechosam Betochosam Sharu. That was the first one. Mar Savar Afilu Chosam Betochosam Asri, right? They would asr a double. Hey, chidame chosam b'toch chosam. What exactly does as an example of a chosam b'toch chosam? How would you? What would you do to in order to create a double seal? The Ritfi here says, if you have actually one like barrel closed up inside another barrel that's closed up, okay, that would be. But now we're talking about what do you have one? How do you make a double? So amarava agna de puma de chavita. You take a bowl and you put it over the top of a barrel. Turn over a bowl on the top of a barrel. Sharika v'chasima. And you like paste it. You put some type of material, some gooey material that could glue, so to speak, and hold it together. Clay, hold the bowl on. V'chasima. And you sign it. There's a signet in there. Havichosam v'tochosam. That's that would be considered a double. Right, Rashi says, Kafa Mizrak al piachavis, shrika toch petit. Right, you put some pitch on it, v'dibek svivos pia mizrak ledofani achavis. And you connect it. You connect it. So that would be a double. V'ilolo, and if it's not that, if you don't have that, then it wouldn't be considered, right, the Bachi is in lo havichosam, betoch chosam. It wouldn't be a double. Dikula umahadeg. What if you have dikula? You put a basket on a barrel, and the barrel already has a cover on it, right? It has a sealed cover, and then you put this other cover on it, and then that would be again umahadeg habichosam betochosam. That would be a double also. Lo mahadeg, if it's not tight, lo habichosam betochosam. That would not be considered a double. Node bidiskia. If you have some type of flask, Rashi shel or malayayin. You have a little leather pouch of wine, and bediskia, it's in, right, no bediskia, chasimas piv lamata, havichosam tochosam. You put it inside another pouch, the flask, and if it is facing down, so then piv lamata, so that is a little not so easy to get in, a little tricky, so that's considered a double, and nobody's going to try to get it out and put it back in. You could assume that was not touched, right? Rashi says, de tarach lahafoch ulahatir kesher adiskia. Right, it's hard to undo it. Piv lamala, but if the opening of the inner flask is above, lo avichosam betochosam. Right, that's not a double, that's considered one. V'chikayef pume legav, what if you had one flask, and you closed it up, and then you put the knotted closed area in, and then tied it like again, using the same bag, so then v'tzayef achosam, avichosam betochosam, that would also be considered a double. Okay, a couple of points. So again, Lamaisa, when Bizman Hazed, do these halachas apply? So that, as we said, the Rama in Yaradeya quotes a Deya that maybe not, but the poskim are not against that Makel Deya. To show the Rama, the beginning of Kuf Chav Gimel quotes a possibility that because our Ovdei Kochavim are not being Menasech Yayin, so then maybe it wouldn't apply, but the poskim talk about 2 points. Number one, there are still various religions that use wine in their ceremonies, right? So it's not that it doesn't apply, Bizman Hazed. Maybe there are less idolaters running around, but they still use it. And number two, the Chachmas Adam, Chai Adam, a couple hundred years ago, says that we should not have any kulis in this regard. The beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach, he says, Ein yayin shenis natzech levnei ovdei kochavim asur b'ana. Fine. So that you don't mistakenly think right, you wanted to make sure that you knew real yayin esach is aser b'hana. That's why they made even the iser d'rabanan in iser hana'a. Right, even though you might have just said, just jump up one. Just say it's aser b'shtia. The iser zeshel stam yenam afal pishu kal be'enei ha'olam v'dimu l'shar iser d'rabanan. Even though one might think this is just like other Isurei Drabanan. You know, we're going to have in a couple of dafim. We're going to have Bishul Akum and Pas Akum and all the others, Gvinas Akum. Avo be'emes ha Isur chamur ma'od. Fashos estam yenam oker nishmaso. Mimakom she nishrash bo. Bikdusha. Biyayin hamishumar ba'anavav. Connecting to the Eitz Hadas. Ve'ein lo chelak olam haba. Ve'herichu ma'od ba'onash zeh ha'mekubalim. Ve'nishaber al zeh sefer miyuchad ha'nikra yayin ha'meshumar. Va'akore bo tisamer sa'aros psaro migodel ha'onash. You read this Kabbalistic work, your hair will stand on end, says the Chayi Adam. Chayi Adam is a halachic work. Right, we know after the Shulchan Aruch in the 1500s, right, all the great Rabbanim of every generation realized that it's too hard for us to look at the Shulchan Aruch and all the Nosei Kelim. So they made a shorter book. So in the 1700s, the Chachmas Adam, the Chayei Adam. Right, in the 1800s, we have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In the 1900s, we have the Mishnah Berurah. It's always right where this is, we need help. We need help. So the Chachmas Adam, it's a halachic sefer. That's what he writes here. The Kabbalah, the Kutzur, the Kabbalah B'Yadam, Shashosab, Sam Yedam, Yikasha, Bavadai, in other Averis, which we don't have to read that part right now. But then the Chachmas Adam, then Sif Yudala, then he quotes this Kula. Umitamze, Yeshmana Gaonim, the Sphere Lay, the Akum, Bismanazeh, Kivan, Shain, Regilam, Lanasek, Laakum, Dinan, Ketinok, Akum bismanashas velachen yena maser bistia misham chasnus umuter bahana umakam sarach yishlis bachalze vechulu. But then he quotes vechen b'chol makom she'ein hefsid roel lahachrev lesser bahana rakem biyadin olimchos biyad osim maso matan b'stam yenam kimen sheish mekilan afil lachachilo v'koshkei bitem alalu shahanias mitzuya. He says if it's parnasa, if it's terrible, is there a daya there? There is a daya there. There is a daya quoted, but it's not something that we should rely on at all in terms of doing business with it. And nowadays, bezman hazeh, it's not really in terms of doing business. It's just a question of, you know, having the wine in the house, and it was open, and there was a help in the house, right? So there is a discussion of what to be done. Again, so lamaisa, if there is a non-mevushal bottle of wine in the house, it should be finished, or it should be put under lock and key. Or if it should be closed in a certain way that one would recognize that it was moved. If it was moved, what if it was in the door of a refrigerator, and you know that the help in the house, you know, moved it. So there are coolers. You know, poskim say if the door was open but the bottle wasn't touched directly, so then the wine can be drunk. The Shulchan Aruch talks about in Kuf Chav Dalid. Again, if it was moved, if it was poured, then there's nothing to talk about. Then it's a problem. If a non-Jew. There's a huge discussion in the poskim. A major machlokas, one should ask their local, halakhic authority. What about, non-Orthodox Jews? Right, that is a major discussion in the poskim. Many kashrus organizations, at least lechatchila, are machmir for that in terms of restaurant hashgachas, in terms of when there is certain wines poured. But again, it's a major machlokes. There are poskim on both sides of the issue, and the one should ask the local posek in terms of that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Barishona. Barishana haya omrim yayin shel ein kushi aser mipnei biras srika. Right, there were kusi villages next to avodah zarah villages. So the kusim we're talking about originally, before the kusim were treated by Chazal like akum, but before that, before they made that gzera, so originally they, but because of the proximity of these places, they treated the yayin of ein kushi with an iser, because it was right next to Biras Rika, and it was close, and then you have to assume the wine was from there. Vishal Barkasa Asur Mebnei Kfar Parshoi, Vishal Zagder Asur Mebnei Kfar Shalim, Chazulomar. So they originally said it was all Asur, all the wine in these places, because you have to assume that it came from the other places. So Chazulomar, then they changed it and made it a little bit distinction. Chavios Psuchos Asuros, Stumos Mutaros. The open barrels are Asur. Right, but the closed barrels are mutter. Right, why? Meikar my savar, lebasof my savar. What changed in the view of Chazal? Meikar savar ein kusi makpid amago vika ovdei kochavim. Originally, we thought that kusim are makpid on maga akum of their barrels. And again, these were all talking about non-mevushal wine, obviously. Loshta psuchas, loshta stumos. Originally, they thought the kusim are makpid. If they're not makpid, they would have barrels of wine of akum. that would be poured, that might have been poured before they closed it, and therefore they assured all. Ulubasov savor, and afterwards they realized kilo kapid apsuchos. They were only not makpid on the open barrels. Astumos mikpid kapid. On the stumos they were makpid. Why were they makpid? Because they know they're going to want to sell it to Jews. And if they're going to want to sell it to Jews, they know the Jews are going to be careful about this. They're going to do the research, and they're going to lose their business if they are not careful about it. Right? See Tosfos on the bottom. Stumos mutaros. V'yafalpi she'en lecha stumos shelo hayu psuchos mitchila. But every sasum was originally open. So how do you say the sasum are mutter and the pasuach are usser? Mikol makom, kivan shedaito lesasman lehiskayim limkar liYisrael. Since they know when they buy certain barrels, they know the ones that they're going to close in order to sell to Jews. Mintar kanata luhushapir benochafet shiach sheduhu Yisrael klal. Right, they want to make a buck. They don't want to lose their position, and therefore, of course, they were psuchos originally, but you could trust them. You could trust them by the stumos, because, you know, they want to have that business, right? And we have that in many other contexts as well. We'll have that later on in the Masechta, the context of mirtas, right? That for business purposes, right, a professional won't want to lose his reputation, and therefore, right, they also have uman lo mara umnase, a different way of saying it, right, and therefore, you have a certain kulas, right? We have that that's the whole Rav Moshe, by Chalav Yisrael, which we'll talk about in a couple of days when we talk about Chalav. But that's also, for example, Hilchas Yichud. There's certain kulas that are had by a doctor or a taxi driver. There's certain kulas that the post can bring up because of Uman Lomara Umnase. They don't want to lose their reputation and lose their business, and therefore one is allowed to trust them. So here too. In a different sense, the kusim are trusted even though the barrels were originally open. Period. The stumos mutaros. So one second, are the stumos really mutter? And you could buy them from the kusim without any shashos for a mini. But a minute, I have a brisa. Hashaleh chavish shalyan biad kusi. If I send a barrel of wine with a kusi is my shliach. Right, Rashi says, "Kol shekein bi'arov dikachavim." But even if it just stands of a kusi, v'shel tzir v'shel murias bi'arov dikachavim, or I sell tzir. Tzir is fish brine. Right, this isn't a worry about wine mixing in, but about non-kosher fish brine getting mixed in. V'shel murias. Murias is another type of food that they were worried about some wine getting mixed in. Bi'arov dikachavim. So if I send all these things, the first part is the one that's important for us now. You send the barrel of wine with a kusi. Im makir chosamo v'si. If you recognize the chosam and the how it is closed, mutter. If not, it's aser. Right? Even though it's satum. Right? So, you see, it's a kasha. I thought we trust kusim. And here we see we don't trust kusim. Rabbi Zeira lo kasha kan be'ir kan be'derech. It depends where it is. If it's in the city, then the kusi is makbid. Because, you know, they're gonna see. Right? Kan be'derech. Right? So then nobody's on there. So then there's no worry. Maskavar Abirmiya. Midi hanach de'ir lo be'derech asu. Similar to what Tosfos asked before. They all are on the derech originally. So elo amir Abirmiya bein hagito shaninu. Maybe it's mutter when it's the season. It's the season, the wine pressing season. So, kiva tekuli alma afchi, because everybody's around on the roads, it's very busy, everybody's gonna come down the street, I'm gonna see them mirtas. So then they're mirtas, amar hashti, chazi limafsadili. Right, if they see what I'm doing, then they're not gonna buy from me. So therefore, myself, it's only mutter in a case where we really think that the kusim are going to be nervous. Tosfos here, again, this was very lamaisa in the days of the Rishonim. That's where they have all the details. Tosfos here talks all about all different types of barrels. Tosfos right in the middle of Hasholeach. See about half, a little more than halfway down of the skinny lines. Tosfos says, V'inyan chasima sachavis. How do you close barrels nowadays? Right? Cause some of the porters that went from city to city were not Jewish. And this was one of their big businesses. You know, wine and beer. So we know all the terms of selling the chametz came up. So Tosfos discusses, Pirush Rabbeinu Baruch. Nachon adavar liston pichavis bin naores o bedavar acher. V'lases or al hastima kavua b'masmeros the licht of osios. You know, you write letters chetzian ala or v'chetzian al dofni karshia chavis. Right, write some letters half on the barrel, half on the leather. Shim yagbia hovigal chavim haor lo yuchal lechavin liyashoki b'tchila. They wouldn't be able to put it back exactly and be able to do it in a way that would not be noticeable. Right, all these different methods and strategies. Right, two lines later, the second wide line. We have different types of barrels. So you need different types of guards. Again, very important halacha, halacha lemaisa, in the time period when this was a major part of their parnasa, and they used a lot of non-Jewish porters. So therefore, the Rishonim will get into the act here. Period. Itmar, let's continue. Mipneima asru sheichar shalov de kachavim. So why did Chazal asur the beer of an ovei kachavim? Tosfos says, that's interesting. We don't have a Mishnah or Brisa about this. The Mishnah and the Brisa talk all about a lot of things that are asur. Right? Bishul and pas and gvina and yayin. Where's beer? Tosfos, the little Tosfos, mipnei. Isur sheichar lo matzinu, lo be Mishnah, the lo be Brisa. Vishema v'yimei ha'amorayim asruha. Right, maybe it was Bimei Amoraim, but we don't have any Tanaitic source for asering beer of a non-Jew. Either way, so the Gemara says, why did they aser it at a time when they asered it? So Rami Bar Chama and Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishum Chasnus, Machlokes. Rami Bar Chama says, because of Chasnus, right, because of intermarriage. Right, you go out for a beer together. That's a way that you get to know each other. Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui. Rav Nachman said, no, because of the Gilui, because they're not makpid about the liquid of the, and the eres, inside. Agilui demai. So what are you worried about? The gilui of what? Ilema gilui din zayasa. If it's gilui as the beer is brewing in the first place, ananami maglidan. We're also magla that. We also reveal that, right? The snakes are going to that type when it's in that state. Ela dechavita. So what about the barrel? Ananami maglidan. So the beers in the barrels also we reveal. So what's the issue? So lo tzricha ba'asr de matzli maya. No, maybe it's a case, a place where they are matzli maya, a place where they leave the water out in the kli until it becomes clear, and then they add it to the beer. Right, that's the place that we're worried. Says the Gemara, elamayata yashan tishterei. But one second, so then, this is, Rashi says, a question on all dvarim gluyim. Yashan, if it stays, if it's able to be misyashen and age, then we should be able to drink it. Why? Because if there's venom in there, that will prevent it from aging. So any yashan should be mutter. Tamar Rebbe, yashan mutter, ein manichal liyashen. Hechmitz mutter, or if it becomes vinegar, ein manichal hachmitz. The venom wouldn't let it happen. So the Gemara says, gzeira yashan atu chadash. Okay, gzeira, we don't play around with pikuach nefesh, as we saw yesterday. So we're gozer yashan atu chadash. Good. Continue a little more, and then we'll talk about Tosas. Rav Papa, mafikin leila baba dechanusa v'shasi. Rav Papa, he used to take the beer out of the store of the guy, and right there, drink it. Drink it right there. Rav Achoy, so he hold of chasnus, and when he took it out, there wouldn't be an issue of chasnus. Rav Achoy, ma'is leila besa v'shasi. He brought it home. V'shavayam mishem chasnus. They both hold of chasnus, and therefore, once it was outside of the situation, it would be mutter. Rav Achoy, avid achaka yisei rasa. Arachai brought it all the way home, not just outside the store. The Rishonim here discuss, the Ran, you don't have this heter by the other issues of chasnus, like pasakum, you know, you don't say, oh, if it's not in their house, it's mutter. Right here, the sheikhar is more makel, so they discuss it. Maybe the Ran here says that bread is more of a staple. It's much more common, and therefore, once it's, you're going to say asum shem chasnus all over, not just in the store. While beer was a little less common, a little less of a staple, and therefore, it was able to be, it was mutter. Again, there are other answers given in the poskim as well. The Chashuk Echemet here quotes that Ran and discusses. If you have a choice, there's a chola. You have a choice of eating pas akum or milchix after fleshix. So he discusses, he goes into the different types of isurei drabanan. And he goes through based on this ran, that pas is something that is very common and it's more chamor and you have to not yet partake of it even in your house. Unlike, let's say, beer. So he says, la'arze, he says, maybe you would think that milchix after fleshix, that's more makel. Right? There's it's a harchaka be'alma. It doesn't have the status. Mishum chasnas. Yisur mishum she'ispa zekir of tfei. Number one. And number two, maybe me'ikar adin. It doesn't even say in the Gemara 6 hours. Right? It says, according to some Rishonim, you just wash your mouth out and it's a different suda. So maybe there you would be more mekel. Unless you say maybe pas is more makel. At least the beer might have a iser derabanan ein lo ikar min haTorah versus yesh lo ikar min haTorah. We discussed this, which would be a lesser of an iser. But either way, it has to do with the categorization of all of these isurim, right? Which is more mitam harchaka? Which is more they gave it the status of a non-kosher midrabanan? We'll have to talk about that, Hashem, when we get into pas as well. Tosfos also here discusses v'chavaya mishum chasnus. Tosfos discusses Lamaisa about drinking beer in a achsanya of an Ovid Kochavim, right? What's allowed, what's not. Again, something that was very common. You go to eat in an inn on the way, they would offer you a beer, Mishum Eva, Tosfos discusses. You might have to partake of it, right? So when is it allowed, when is it not allowed? Tosfos discusses. Then at the end, interesting, Tosfos discusses, why isn't beer just asur Mishum Bishalakum? Right? Bishalakum, you cook the beer. So we're going to get to that in a couple of days. Why does it not mention Bishalakim? So Tosfos quotes two answers at the end. Number one, maybe it's not considered Ola al Shulchan Malachim. We will learn the three requirements of the Isser of Bishalakim. One of them, it has to be a Chashiv item. That's the hardest one to pin down. What is called Chashiv? What is not called Chashiv? Almost everything Bizman Azesk is probably considered Chashiv. Almost everything, not everything. So Tosfos says maybe this beer was not considered Ola al Shulchan Malachim. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, you go by the Iker ingredient. By beer. What's the Iker ingredient by beer? Water. Water that doesn't have Bishalakim, right? Because it's Nechal Kamo Shu Chai. We'll get to those requirements. But that's what Tosfos says. Ki Heicha, the last line of Tosfos, Trevayu. It's an important line. Ki Heicha da Tfua Batla Vagabi Mayim Linya Bircha Shakol Niyabid Varo. Just like you make a Shahakol on beer, even though there's grain in it, Hachanami, he Betela Linya Nisir Bishal. So to regarding Yisr Bishal, you go by the main ingredient, and there's no Bishalakam by the Iker ingredient. That's why there's no Bishalakam by coffee and by any type of drink. As long as you know the ingredients are kosher, there's no Bishalakam because you go by the main ingredient. Okay. Rav Shmuel bar Bisna ikla lamar gavan. Aishu lecham revelo ishti. Rav Shmuel bar Bisna came to mar gavan. They gave brought him wine and didn't drink it. Aishu lechich revelo ishti. He didn't drink the beer either. Bishlam acham mishum shimsa. Fine, he didn't drink the wine because of shimsa. Shimsa because it's a gzera. Gzera v'chashash yayin esach. Shichra mishamai mishum shimsa the shimsa. Right, he was goes their beer unto wine. Right, they're both, you had that extension. Not that we paskin that way, but that's what he, did. Amarav, hai shechra da'arma, shari, v'chiyabri, lo nishkimine. The beer of an Arimian is mutter, but not for my son. For my son it's aser. So manafshach. I shari, lukuliyama shari. I aser, lukuliyama aser. What does he have? Different halachas for his son. And for everyone else, is it mutter, is it aser? So ela rav savar mishum gilui. Ya rav held the other reason. The iser is gilui, not chasnus. The azal mirura de kashusa the color le zahire. But usually, if a person is healthy, so then the amount in there would be able to, let's say, act as an antibody and fight off the venom. Udalaki milki le tvei. But if somebody is already sick, somebody is not doesn't have that strong robust self, so then he'll be affected by it. V'chiyabri ho'avalaki lo nishtimine. And my son, because he's ill, that's why it's going to affect him, and therefore he shouldn't drink it. Period. Last section. Amar Shmuel kol ashratzim yesh la meretz. Shall nachash memes, shall shratzim eino memes. All shratzim really have some type of eres. Only a snake still kills, and that's why there's more danger by a snake. Amar le Shmuel lechia barav. Bar Arya, Tava Emelecha Milsa Ma'aliasa. Let me tell you something great to have you Amar Rav Avuch that your father said. Hachi Amar Avuch, Chani Armoy, Zavkane. Right, these are Emians. Davi Shasi Giluya Velo Mesu. Right, they drink Mayim Giluya and they don't die. Don't bring a Raya from them that we could drink it. No, you know why? Aidi Da'achli Shkatsim Ramasim Chavugufayu. Their physical makeup is different. Because they eat Shkatsim and Ramasim, so these Aremians, they're Chavugufayu, their body is hot. And therefore, that could ward off, and that could fight off the venom. Unlike our bodies. Tosfos asks, you might be thinking, didn't the Gemara and Shabbos say exactly the opposite? The Gemara and Shabbos, bottom Tosfos, Shabbos Pei Vavim Abeis, regarding the Shichva Zera of a Yisrael B'mei Oed Kochavim. The Gemara there says that Yisrael did Daigi B'mitzvahs Chavil Gufayu Tvei. Whatever Chavil Gufayu means, our bodies are more on fire. So this Gemara says that the Arimians are more on fire, their physical bodies. And in Shabbos, it's the opposite. So Tosfos says, it's a chilek. V'yesh lomar. D'le'inyin lihi natzol me eres ein moel chavil t'daikim mitzvahs. The fire that we're on from mitzvahs is not going to help us with the venom of the snake. It's a different type of daiki, different type of chavil. It's a different type of daigibe mitzvahs. Interesting. Just to mention here, the Chashuk Echemet discusses one of his types of questions. What about a ger that converted today? And he has mayim gluyim. Right? So, up until 2 hours ago, he was eating shkatsim and rasim and chavo gufayu. Do we say, right when he converts, something switches? Right? Do you say? He says, yitachin, yish lager lakachas latzvot samayim ima eres, bishum. Right? His, up until now, shkatsim and rasim, his body is still chavil. But he quotes from the Reishis Bikurim. We'll get to the Reishis Bikurim next year. Reishis Bikurim is a great commentary on Maseches Bechoros, which we did in the last cycle. But he quotes the Reishis Bikurim from Bechoros Mem Zayin, the bedavar shatoli b'teva haguf lo amrinon ger shenizgair ka'an shenol adami. You don't say that. He says, after all, we know a giyores shenizgaira after she was 3 years old, asura l'kahuna, according to Rishon Bayechai, that's what we paskin, right? Right, asura l'kahuna, right? Because kol gai is b'cheska zona. What do you mean, ger shenizgair ka'an shenol adami? Why doesn't the whole physical state switch? The answer is, when it comes to physical things, it doesn't switch. You don't say there's a physical, you know, reality, and that doesn't change. So he says that if you say that, so then maybe you'll be able to drink it. Anyway, that's his discussion. There is an amazing Chasam Sofer. It's quoted, but it's right here. Chasam Sofer is right here in the Chiddush Chasam Sofer. And then we'll finish. Chasam Sofer says right here, he says he doesn't really understand the fact that Jews go to medical school and they do anatomy and they have anatomy on Umos HaOlam bodies. Right? You see from this Gemara. That maybe there's differences in the physical makeup. Chavil gufayu. Well, amazing. He says, look, we don't have any other choice. This is what you gotta do. You gotta do. But that's what he says. Bavade le'inyan refuas haguf, manasu, nismach al rofe chinam yisparach shemo, v'yitin b'fi arofe u'machshavato l'rapos nefesh ad-dako v'shomer psalm Hashem. What can you do? This is the best that we could do, even though it says here that there's a difference. Lini pikuach nefesh, Shabbos, v'yom kippur, lo yeh el asafik, nami mutter, lini isur nida tzarachiyin, hayuchach mirofe yisrael asher shaklu ze bedaitam, aval rofe zmanenu, enam oskim ela betivi omos olam, tzarech la'ayin ma'ot, says the Chasam Sofer. Amazing comment. Okay, anyway, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue again. The next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle. Hashem, we will continue.